This is Ozarks at Large. The number of farmers in the United States continues to shrink. Have you ever wondered what it really takes to become a farmer? A new certificate program from the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture is training a new generation of aspiring farmers in an effort to reinvigorate local foodways. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
For decades, the business of farming in the U.S. has been on the decline. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau from 2017 shows that the number of small farms in the country dropped from 7 million to nearly 2 million in just 50 years, with the average age of the American farmer being just shy of 60 years old. Now, Arkansas is trying to engage with new would-be farmers through apprenticeship and training programs like the University of Arkansas Extension Service's new Farm School, which welcomes its inaugural class this January. Heather Frederick, Assistant Director for the Center for Farms and Food with the Division of Agriculture, says this latest effort is an important step in re-energizing an ailing industry.
The Farm School is a really good entry point for people who don't have any experience in farming, but, you know, they're interested in it as a profession, you know, because we really take you through the basics of, you know, production of specialty crops on two different scales, and we also do a lot with business development and entrepreneurial skills and legal issues as well. It's a more comprehensive program.
Last year, the Extension Service launched an apprenticeship program that placed aspiring farmers with local producers throughout Arkansas.
It's a little bit different than the Farm School. We do have a series of 12 classes that is associated with the apprenticeship program, and they range from production, business, and legal as well. But really, you know, because those classes are, you know, they're only like 2.5 hours long, we can't go as deep on the kind of theoretical knowledge for those topics. So the real meat of the learning happens alongside that farmer. And so we really need to balance farmer skills and their expertise with the interest of the apprentice. You know, maybe gaining, you know, kind of a special experience in maybe marketing or maybe it's, you know, flower production. And so we match those, that interest up with the farmers that can provide that kind of experience. You know, the apprentices are assessed every 2 months on a series of skills. And so we want to see increasing levels of independence across those different skills. And they're, you know, pretty comprehensive in scope. It covers, you know, production, like, you know, reading field maps and taking soil samples and getting a little bit into crop planning, but also, you know, the financial aspects of like record keeping, you know, invoicing, marketing, and those different kinds of kind of entrepreneurial skills.
That intensive program lasts anywhere from 10 months to 2 years and includes housing and a monthly stipend or wage that is set by each individual farm. Frederick says the Farm School is a more accessible option for people who are thinking about farming as a possible career. The 11-month program, which takes place in Fayetteville, is 20 hours a week and costs $2,000 per person.
And so anybody over the age of 18 is eligible to enroll. You know, some of the, like a preview of the, some of the candidates, you know, they're from not just Arkansas, but around the state and even in neighboring states. Some of them have, you know, a strong background in agriculture, and others, this is a really a new career path for them. And so they're coming from vastly different backgrounds. Because we are nearing the end of our first year in the apprenticeship program. The candidates from that program, similarly, they come from a pretty wide background. Some of them were completely new to farming. So, you know, especially farming within the context of local food systems. A couple of them did have that strong kind of training in that scientific background in agriculture. So, you know, we're really getting a wide variety of people and skills.
And variety, she says, is vital to making agriculture more attractive to a new crop of farmers. Statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau show that in 2017, nearly 96% of farmers were white, with women making up only 30% of total farm producers.
You know, when we do think of farmers, it's typically that white male and older also. And so, you know, special crop farming that's really marketing towards local and regional food systems, the entry point for that is definitely different than large scale, you know, commodity crop production. It's easier, you know, it doesn't take as much resources to get into, like, you know, grow food for, like, say, the farmer's market. It does take the skills, though, you know, so we do want to represent a diverse field. We want to represent diversity within our cohorts. And that's something that we will be considering.
Frederick says besides working to change the face of farming in the state, the Farm School is looking to fill a gap in local food systems, which are vastly underrepresented across industries in Arkansas.
We have a really strong network of farmers markets, but we really want to see growth in that kind of next level of local food systems, getting local foods into more schools, more institutions, hospitals, food service operations, more restaurants and grocers. Our role is really focusing on the farmer development. And also one of the other important aspects is networking. Having a strong farm community is really important to us. And so we look forward to, you know, hopefully after this COVID situation goes away, we can have some farmer networking events where we can strengthen our local farm community, but also open up some doors for some farmer market buyer kind of networking events as well.
And like so much else in 2020, the coronavirus also looms large over the Farm School, which moved from 15 eligible spots to only 8 to accommodate class size. And Frederick says both the school and apprenticeship programs have had to make changes because of the pandemic.
You know, everybody has to wear a face mask inside. When we're working outside, if we're working together in a group, they'll still be required to wear the face mask. But if you're working kind of, you know, definitely away from other people, because there'll be some independent work, you won't have to wear a face mask. Interestingly, with our apprenticeship program, you know, when COVID hit, just right after most of our apprentices had started their on-farm experience, so that was an interesting situation. And they all adapted really well. And I think it was a really good learning experience for them, because they could see what farmers face when dealing with, in this case, it was a pandemic, but, you know, natural disasters, and, you know, how adaptable as a farmer was, I think, really a really good learning experience for those apprentices.
And that adaptability is what the Farm School and apprenticeship programs are all about. Frederick says this program will give students the tools they need to understand the realities of modern farming.
You know, a lot of people have a lot of romantic ideas about, you know, what farming is. And, you know, it's one thing to grow a crop, but it's another thing to be able to plan, you know, your harvest and, you know, when you need your crops for sale. And, you know, it's a completely different thing to be able to make your, you know, income off of farming. And so, yeah, there's, you know, definitely a learning curve. And, you know, some bursting of bubbles when it comes to the programs, but that's to be expected.
Applications for the Farm School are open now through October 31st and for the apprenticeship program through November 15th on the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture website. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.